welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, where am I taking you back to today? Well, I'm taking you back to that very eventful reign of King Henry VIII. But on this day in Tudor history, the 22nd of May 1541, following their elections on St George's Day, the 23rd of April 1541, Edward Seymour, Earl of Hertford, Henry Howard, Earl of Surrey, Sir John Gage and Sir Anthony Wingfield were all installed as Knights of the Garter. Hertford replaced Sir William Kingston, former Constable of the Tower of London, who died in 1540. Surrey replaced Thomas Cromwell, who'd been beheaded in July 1540. Gage replaced George Talbot, Earl of Shrewsbury, who died in 1538, and Wingfield replaced William Lord Sandys, who died in 1540. Now, I'm going to share with you some facts about these men, these new Garter Knights, who were all in favour in 1540 and 1541, and also share some facts with you about the Order of the Garter. New Garter Knight Edward Seymour, Earl of Hertford, was, of course, the brother of the late Queen Jane Seymour and uncle of the future King Edward VI, for whom he'd act as Lord Protector. His sister's marriage to the King, to King Henry VIII, had definitely helped his court career, and he'd also become more influential following the fall of Thomas Cromwell. Henry Howard, Earl of Surrey, was the son of Thomas Howard, 3rd Duke of Norfolk, and the grandson of Thomas Howard, 2nd Duke of Norfolk, who I talked about yesterday. And he was also cousin of the present Queen, Catherine Howard. His father was the Premier Duke of the Land and the Earl Marshal of England. Sir John Gage, the next new Garter Knight, had started his career under King Henry VII and had served King Henry VIII loyally for many years in a number of offices. In 1540, he'd been made Controller of the Royal Household, Constable of the Tower of London, and he'd also been appointed to the Privy Council. And the final new Garter Knight, Sir Anthony Wingfield, was a soldier and administrator who'd started serving King Henry VIII right at the start of his reign as an esquire of the body. He helped the Duke of Suffolk put down the Lincolnshire Revolt, which was part of the Pilgrimage of Grace in 1536, and he'd been appointed to the Privy Council in 1539. As captain of the guard, he'd arrested Thomas Cromwell in June 1540, and he was also vice chamberlain of the king's household. But what was the Order of the Garter? These men were becoming Garter Knights. Well, the most noble Order of the Garter was founded in 1348 by King Edward III, who had been inspired by the legendary King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. And the Order of the Garter is the oldest order of chivalry in England. When King Edward III founded it, it consisted of him as king, his son Edward the Black Prince, his son and heir, the Prince of Wales, and 24 other knights. And traditionally, the order consists of the monarch, the Prince of Wales, and no more than 24 knights. Historically, if a member died or was degraded for some reason, like they were a traitor, elections would be held to fill that vacancy, to fill their place. But the monarch always had the final say. Even, you know, if they'd voted one way, it was up to the monarch to actually say whether or not that was going to go ahead. The patron saint of the order is Saint George, and it's on his feast day, the 23rd of April, that appointments to the order are announced. The motto of the Order of the Garter is Honi soit qui mal y pense, shame on him who thinks this evil. The home of the Order of the Garter is Saint George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, and still today, every June, there is Garter Day, when the Queen, our present Queen Elizabeth II, suddenly gone very noisy here, invests new members in the throne room of Windsor Castle before holding a special lunch. the Queen and all the Garter Knights in their beautiful garter robes then process with a marching band to St. George's Chapel for a special service where the new knights are installed. Each Garter Knight displays their banner of arms, helmet, crest and sword in their own stall in St. George's Chapel, as well as having a special stall plate there. When a member dies, their banner is taken down, but their stall plate remains. So it's a wonderfully historic place with all these stall plates of past members. The ceremonial costume of a Knight of the Order of the Garter consists of a velvet mantle, which is now a dark blue, with the garter badge depicting the heraldic shield of St. George's Cross, surrounded by the garter. Then a black velvet bonnet with feathers, a collar of gold heraldic knots, and the garter, which is traditionally worn around the left calf. During King Henry VIII's reign, because those are the knights that we're talking about today, those new knights were in Henry VIII's reign, 53 men were appointed to the Order of the Garter. These included names you'll know like Thomas Howard, 2nd Duke of Norfolk, Charles Brandon, Duke of Suffolk, Thomas Boleyn, Earl of Wiltshire, Henry Fitzroy, Duke of Richmond and Somerset and the King's illegitimate son, King Francis I of France, King James V of Scotland, Thomas Cromwell and John Dudley, later Duke of Northumberland. If you do visit Windsor Castle, then do make sure that you go into St. George's Chapel. It's a wonderful place to visit. Obviously, there are lots of significant burials there, like King Henry VIII and Jane Seymour and Charles Brandon, Duke of Suffolk. But I was really happy to see the stall plates there of these Tudor knights that, you know, I research on a daily basis. I got very excited at seeing Thomas Boleyn's stall plate, for example. So a wonderful place to visit. And that is the spiritual home of the Order of the Garter. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 22nd of May, 1538, Franciscan friar John Forrest met his end at Smithfield in London for his allegiance to the Church of Rome. His death, along with the burning of a religious statue from Wales, was said to be the fulfilment of a prophecy made about the statue. What's that all about? Well, you can find out more in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.